the public comment. Move on to the agenda review. Is there any items to add?
Councilor Mayor, I don't have nothing. Everything that is on the consent agenda has been added to the agenda.
Council? And is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So be it.
Second?
Second.
Motion made in second to approve the agenda. Is all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
A second?
Second.
Motion made in second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the fire department. Buckingham?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just brought up the Bridgeview ambulance from last month. We didn't know when they were going to be moving out. I believe it was January 10th they moved out. Just going to let council have an update on that. I think we explained it all last month, but they'll be responding from Camden Township now, and sometimes by day they'll have a rig in Northern America. But depending how things go during the day with their calls, if that one's going to be around or not.
So is the rig going to be on up there now? Or
I think so. They were moving out. I don't know if they're all the way out yet or not.
That's in New Germany? Camden Township?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the township shed right by 33, right by the river, on your way to New Germany.
Oh.
Because they shut down the spear rig that was in Hamburg, Norwood. They ended the one in Lester Perry and the one in Winstead. And now this rig will cover that whole area. And they'll have a second one in Norwood by day, which is good. But that one, they said, as calls go out, that will be the one that's centered around their district.
How many calls did they do when it was here, like in the last year? Do you have any idea?
For just us or just
Well, no, for the whole. When the ambulance was stationed here, how many times did it get called out to go someplace?
I have no idea.
I assume that was kind of like a cost-cutting move for them. If they're, are they cutting back other ambulances?
Yeah, they took two more out. And then, so they replaced three with one full-time, because this was always... They had one full-time medic and one part-time EMT. Now it's going to be a full-time medic and a full-time EMT, so they'll be, they won't have a volunteer coming to respond like they did in the past. But instead of having one in Hamburg, one in Lester Perry, one in Winstead, they'll have one centered between this whole end of town or their district.
So that ready rescue, like Dick's wife was on, those people are all done now pretty much?
No, she was on the rescue reserve for the fire.
Oh, okay, so that had nothing to do with the ambulance? Or?
No.
Okay, all right.
This would have been like what Brad and Sandy and Allen were doing for issue. That's what got moved.
Mm.
But no, the rescue reserves we still have.
Oh, okay.
Easter egg hunt, though, who will be
stopped? Can we back up there? Yeah. Is something I want to throw out there? We've talked about it. There's times about offices. You want to go back to the fire department and discuss any possibility of moving your office up there, or
we talked about moving stuff up there, but we're kind of out of space with what we had for a junk room too.
So am I. So I mean, I think it's something that needs to be discussed. I mean, I don't want to create any issues, but I mean, I think it's something.
Well, I think you need more room in your office.
So that's just something too.
That's a little bigger up there than what you got here.
Right, but that was the problem we had in our air compressor room, was there was too much stuff in there. But that's what they said contributed to that overheating. Just our shelves and everything is full.
Well, I'm just bringing it to you, so you can bring it to the fire department and get a consensus from them and then come back to the council.
Sorry, you're saying that things are new up there?
No, that one's either dropped. The room we were trying to make, but And we'd be basically back to where we were from a couple of years ago.
Oh, I guess it's still, I'm going to bring it up, discussion.
Right, I'll bring it up. Easter egg hunt will be March 20th at 2 o'clock up at the hall. I know the committee's been working on stuff, setting it up. That's all I really know for that. Officer wages, we've brought up for a couple months.
You know, I forgot what was proposed, to be honest. Can you maybe just write it up and maybe get a candle and sponsor another of this? Would that be all right? You know, I know you've had some proposals, but I don't remember. You know, that way if you can get something that we all get it, that way we can get this done. And
yeah, I can write something else.
Look, one line less.
I just knew that you wanted to put something together.
Okay. That'll work. Our fire board meeting, our annual one, with the reps from all three entities was January 27th, I think. The minutes were put up on there, put with all the city clerk, or all the clerks for the two townships in the city. I think everyone that was there should have got a copy. Just the high points, what came out of that, be a $5 raise in 2017 per unit for the townships. And we just brought up again the future needs that we see would be the air packs in 2019, the radios as they come due, and in 2018 an engine. We had discussed about how we were going to divide up, or how we can all three of them divide up the purchase of that. We just basically presented it to the group, and we give it a couple months for city and the two townships to discuss it all with their board members. And we decided sometime in early April we'd get back and meet again and see where we all stand. So, that's all I had. And if someone else wanted to add to that, that was there.
Mr. Flannery from Greenell, he wasn't at that meeting?
No.
No.
I had talked to him before.
Okay.
And I sent him the minutes and he just sent back things.
But oh, okay.
I sent the minutes to him and to their secretary.
Right.
They got what happened in the meeting.
Okay. And you had on there was April 17th was a fish, pork chop?
Pork chop, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is our bigger events for the year. It was April 17th, was in pork chop. Steak fries will be October 1st.
October 1st, okay.
And also, that week or the day before, the day after, we met with the personnel committee over the policies, employee handbook stuff. I think all we really did was more or less an initial meeting and then set down where you want to go. Next meeting will be February 23rd. I haven't heard back to too many yet. We've sent, we send you guys 5 or 6, I think, bylaws that other departments did just to use as kind of a stepping stone. So I think from the first meeting, all we went through the handbook pretty good, what was basically relevant and not relevant to the fire department from what the city has.
Yeah, essentially we just try to make sure we hit the high points and updated the handbook based on where we had overlap and where nothing needed to be done. And so now we're in the looking at the policies from different groups.
That's early on in that stage. City ice rink, I talked to Craig and Jeremy last month about it. One thing, Councilman Lund was talking with the city festivals and city activities, and we just got to thinking it'd be pretty easy to make an ice rink out of maybe where the basketball hoop is. At most, you know, you need to put a 2-inch berm, just grab some sand, put a berm around it, and just start flooding it. Nothing else. When Greg's there, if he's pushing off the lot, if he could hop in and it snows, and just push that off, and we'll come down there and put a little more water on it again. I don't think it costs is going to be much for the city. You're going to be a little water, you haul our tankers, fire departments that we do the work. And just be Greg's time to go on a rover on his day with the school. I don't think it's going to be any NHL standards or anything, but it'll be something cheap and easy to try for an activity. People use it fine. If they don't use them, maybe they don't do it again. I think it's going to be too late this year to do it. It'll just be more something to look at for next year if that's something we want to do.
We wouldn't run into any issues with the ice expanding and contracting on top of that surface, would we?
That's what ours are, where I work. They're all on top of
those. On top of those? Okay.
They're, the ones we have are basically blacktop. The basketball courts in the summer, and he's got the hockey boards around them.
Oh, okay.
And we just float down.
The boards would be nice too, just if they are shooting a puck around, they don't have to go skate walking out in the snow and trying to find their puck after they miss back end of the I don't know if we're gonna have nets or anything like that. I'm assuming you're just looking thinking just a skating rink.
I was just seeing somebody uses it. The boards is looking as a cost is what I was looking at. Yeah, if they get used, I think it can morph into more. But I know we've had it before when I was younger. It got used somewhat. Seems like a lot of stuff we did when I was younger. You don't see kids do now, so that's more what we were bringing it for, just something cheap and easy and try it, and if it gets used, look at doing more. I got it in my notes for next November to bring it.
Yes, you can see it.
Right.
So, yeah.
City emails, so I was curious if anyone else is having troubles with theirs.
Well, I think it's working. I think it's just the ease of it. There's just a few things I don't like, just simple things of not being able to group, you know, emails together. So I can just click on one folder, send it to a group. I don't know, I've never used Outlook before, so it's a curve, but yet it seems to be a stripped down version.
Have you had a problem printing any emails?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. There's no print button.
Right.
You know, so I can print them, but then they're not the nice, you know, I can't get a nice format. I can print them, but they're not, you know.
Like, well, I couldn't open one to print it. And then once I went to try and print it, I had to do that, you know, do the right click on it.
But just, it's, and normally when you type in a name that's in your address book, you start to type it in the two for a new email, it'll pop up. This one doesn't. It's just a little thing that are frustrating.
With Outlook, you actually have to physically hit that add to contacts thing. Once you get it in there once, you should be able to do that. And it also depends on what version of Outlook it is. Because I've seen the older versions seem to actually pick up on it versus if you've already used it before. But some of the newer ones, you actually have to click the add to contacts thing to get it to remember it for some reason. I don't know why.
I've done that still.
Really?
No, we were in the fire hall last time too. We had a few of our.
To be honest with you, I forgot all about mine. I haven't even checked it yet.
I mean, it works. It seems, like I said, it seems to be a stripped down version of Outlook.
I get it on too, but when I'm sending 25 emails
at a
time, it's
nice to have a group folder that you can just click on that folder.
And I could send them in a group. I got the fire department set up as a group, but once they're in that group, then they're not back in my regular contacts. I got to know where they all are, which you can't just type in the first couple of letters of the name and their name doesn't come up. I got to know where they all are at.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice part of technology.
So I've already talked to the administrator about these issues. So.
When I talked to him last weekend, too, about it, he said he's working on it.
Maybe a little tie yet.
At least you're in compliance.
Right.
The
mobile part of it too, and people look at mine and they said not to put the mobile data part on your phone. I said it could erase parts of your phone. So. I don't know how many run off your phone, but I do probably 90% of the fire department work from my phone. I like that, but once I learned it, made my life too easy to do it. So.
Yeah, on the phone, there's a couple extra steps, and it's not as fun, but it's doable. Yeah, granted, I'm not sending
double-digit emails.
Well, that's what I'm
asked for, too, correct?
Yeah, and I had talked to a few people that suggested me not to accept it, and I did some research online, and they said one of the problems with the Microsoft is, not always, but as it updates its system, it could erase all the stuff in your phone. So, pictures of kids instead of the contacts, so all my contacts instead of good. Even if not necessarily going to happen, just reading up on the internet, he said there's what a lot of complaints have been that without knowing you, the system would upgrade, and next thing you know, your contacts are wiped out.
Yeah.
Well, we'll check into it. That's good.
That is all I had. I'll bring the money thing to the department if they want. Someone
Chief Buck, if you just want, I'm going to talk about this in my report a little bit later, but if you just want to make note, I know Jeremy knows of it, but that food for kids thing, we're targeting April 23rd.
Okay.
So we're hoping to be able to use the fire hall for it. So.
Yeah, April 23rd?
Yep.
Okay.
Kind of the same program as last time.
Yeah, that one's good.
All right, move on. Mr. Detail. Have a seat if you want to sign in, please.
Yep. I'm with Tom Vito and Builders. I'm here to request the lot 2, block 1 of the first addition on Brad Street. We'd like to put in a duplex there, and we'd like to actually keep it labeled as a duplex with one sewer hookup compared to two to cut down, offset some costs of two sewer assessments. And that's pretty much what I'm here to get your okay for.
With that, what should I say? Is there any problem down the road for selling?
We're not going to be for sale. It's going to be another income property. So it's just going to be our personal rental. So.
Well,
not ever.
So, never.
I think it was a year ago or a year and a half ago Tom came with that same proposal. My only problem with it is the fact that water is my concern. I don't know about sewer. Water you need to have to be
Between billion and separate.
Yeah, okay. just looking future down the road here. If you know, you were to sell it, I understand now it's not, but future 20, 30 years, whatever it would be that you would sell that property. Now, if you're sharing a sewer, what kind of agreement for it? Well, there is a sewer problem. Who pays for that?
Exactly.
Whereas if you each have.
Well, it's what it would be as a. We don't want to label it as a twin home here. That's what I'm saying. Trade. It was a, you know, duplex.
What if you said the same thing, Bill?
You know, I'd be more in favorable of what you're, I think what you're thinking, Dick, is looking at maybe reducing the fees and having where they both each have their own
separate
hookups. Well, and right now what it is 3,500 fees.
Right.
And I understand that. I mean,
right. For the water, for the second, say there'd be two, you want two shutoffs, that would be the only extra added cost would be the shutoff. You'd be in the same trench, right?
Well, they'd probably come in probably 20 feet apart. Well, they could come in along the common wall, I guess.
I was just trying to say maybe a guy could save money that way. It would be just the cost of another shutoff valve.
Steve, are you for township or city?
Township.
Go through the hallway, hang around.
Okay.
And there's only one water service in there now?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there should be one curb stop in there and then one stop for sewer.
And based on sort of just we were trying to offset the cost of another $15,000.
The sewer lines we can get back?
You can, but like I said, the only problem you run into is, I'll say they sell the property. We've got two separate owners in this duplex. Mm-hmm. And ideally, too, I think when you do that, you should probably split the lots. I mean, probably when they have it, it's fine. But when they would go to sell it, then you're probably going to want to split them lots. And that way it's, you know, two separate.
Say you want to sell one half of it.
Right, yeah.
And it's no different than like Mr. Owens there with the problem.
But yeah. If you got as long as a duplex, you each have a separate connection. You can't go sell the upstairs.
Lot of that upstairs.
No.
Okay, so the water and sewer is coming in. So another one would have to be dug in. Mm. And that would be our responsibility? Or how would this?
We would do the stub, and that's why we charge.
Get it up to the curb stop, and we take it from there.
Right. Yeah. And that's why we charge the, you know, assessment fees. Actually, we call it a water access fee or sewer access fee, back in sec.
So you're asking that you're asking for half the fee, basically, right?
Basically, yeah. If we could do that, you know, and even if we didn't have to do two of them, I mean, if we could work it out where we're not taking such an initial hit there, I don't know.
So basically, you're looking at $7,000 for the one. Right. What, I'm just going to throw this out, to get to double, what do you think would be fair?
Well, we're looking at, you said you're 14,000, so that's for your sewer at
yeah,
seven.
But
sewer and
you
water.
Know, but we're at 7.
Okay.
Okay, because we already have one stubbed in there.
Right.
So we just need to add the water and the sewer for each, so it'd be at 7. You know, add the water.
7,000, add another
water and sewer. Water. Okay.
Which would total 14.
No. 3,500 feet.
Okay. All right. I mean, I was a little off.
Yeah.
I apologize. I was thinking we had to put two in there, but we already have. It already is stuffed in.
Oh.
Yeah.
That lot. So.
Oh.
Because there's another stuff there, and there's water, sewer stuff.
Okay. So.
So So there's no charge to hook up to it. It's just to get the get it from the main to the property?
Well,
you still got your feet hooked up to it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So it's the cost of putting in that second stub or curb stop
plus the hook.
Plus the $3,500.
So what do you think?
Well, we'd be looking at $7,000 for the two of them then.
For adding two. And then you're at the 14 for if the city wants to charge for the two that are existing.
Yeah. Which?
So it's.
That's why we maybe we can work out something.
Something to $7,000 that you can discuss. Okay.
The 35 or the $7,000, now that's what the, would be with that second.
It's 35 each, so
okay.
Really
so
what we'd be looking
water
at is four connections, two water, two sewer.
Okay.
So that would put you at the
14.
Four, all four connections.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you charge them for the two that are in already?
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't. I thought that they were in, and that was there.
No,
okay. Yeah, I know.
You know. We paid for that, so that's our way of trying to recoup.
Oh.
Discuss is working with them so we can get something in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we're
yeah.
Not, you know, 14,000 is a big chunk, and I'd
yes.
rather work with them and get something on that property.
I guess what I'm looking at is one figure to get the four lines in.
Yeah.
Rather than 14 grand to work with them. That's what I'm saying. What do you think would be fair for the four lines?
So you're basically getting, you're paying for one and getting the second one free,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's what are we projected to have for property tax then, when that's completed? Do we know yet, or?
I don't know. I haven't read any numbers or done anything. I mean, everybody would know what the valuation. You know,
I just got the square footage here.
Okay.
I'd like, I could see the 75 or 7,000. If the person would go to 7,000 and when I say recoup the price of the shuttle, how much would that be?
Yeah, I don't know that.
500,000?
I mean, the problem is
just the material.
What size line is that that's coming in?
One inch?
Would that be enough for?
Well, per unit, yeah, per unit. That's,
you know, per unit.
You'd have to say split off from that to feed the other one. That would be a lot of tighter.
So you got 1 inch feeding two units.
Yeah, you got to use, I mean, 2 units, got to use a lot of water to choke down a 1 inch main.
Yeah. That wouldn't be, I don't think that would be enough.
How soon do you want to spring?
Yeah, we're thinking, you know, for projecting to start, you know, once, and that's for one bulb restriction to go off, you know.
Trying to avoid down the road,
yep.
You know, so when the next clerk and the next council is here, They're not cussing all of us out because we did
it. Somewhere line, you know, you don't want to step back 20 years in time.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to have an issue like we have at the hall.
Exactly.
I mean, when one person flushes their toilet, the other one shouldn't go down with it. You know.
Right. Because we're all one to have to deal with it.
If it works for you, I guess let us check what some of our costs would be.
Okay.
You know, I can take you to see the benefit too of these steppers.
Oh yeah, I mean. You know. I mean, even if you came in, you know, with a 6-inch and it, you know, it won't come down, but then, you know, like your guys' concern is, you know, down the road, you know.
And I think that's probably something that we shouldn't deviate from is, you know, having one service line feeding two units because, as long as you're in it, that's fine, like they said. But I just think, you know, that's kind of the way it's been. And
if they have it 10, 20 years, obviously it's going to be cheaper to do it now than.
Right, exactly.
10, 15, 20 years, you know, so cities got to look out for themselves financially.
And I think that, you know, I agree with the mayor that we should probably do a little dickering on that second hookup. And I don't know that $7,000 for all four is appropriate. Maybe, you know, $10,000 or whatever. But I think you have to get the costs so we know what we're talking about.
Get the costs.
Yeah.
And then we'll
bring it back to March 8th.
But I know we want to get something built out. Right? So we've been talking about it for a lot of years.
And I think another thing that would help maybe the council come to a quicker decision, too, is if you had an idea what maybe the tax basis would be for that new unit.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can just shoot me a number, Dave, on what you figure each unit, market value.
You can just look and, you know, pretty much
whatever market value is.
And that's something that square footage, you know,
because
we'll need that to double it.
Let's leave it at that so we get some figures.
Okay.
We're not speculating. And
are they going to be on slab or?
Be frost plates in there. Okay. Basically a split entry on both sides.
So there will be a basement?
Yep.
Okay.
Be actually a lookout basement.
Yep.
Next, I think we'll get. Well, I think you've got a plan on this year's building.
Yeah.
Do you have anything similar like this anywhere around the country?
We've got one in Belle Plaine. Well, that's rural. I mean, I've got two of them next to my house in Carver. They're up and down duplexes. Blakely, we've got two duplexes. Which, again, those are all well also.
I was just curious if there was one handy that could just drive by and could just see.
Well, are these going to be side by side units or one above?
No, we'll be side by side here.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much like what we got down here.
Yeah.
Yep, it'll just be two stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The ones down there are slab on grading.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right, why don't we leave it?
Okay, we'll get the tax base and that stuff.
We'll have some numbers and get the numbers.
All right, all good.
Thank you.
You bet, have a good one.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks. And didn't they say it makes it more dangerous, too?
Yeah, they said it would make it actually
I remember
make
that.
More dangerous.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me then, doesn't make any sense now.
Right, and I think I would like to maybe put that back on the table, because me, myself, the other day, doing rounds one weekend, was going home, too, and a kid just went right across.
That won't stop it.
And it won't, but at least it's due diligence on our part.
Can we do it ourselves, or does the county have to do it?
And I can check on that.
Because otherwise, if we have somebody do the curbs, you know, with mm-hmm. the yellow,
yep.
and maybe if right. there's any other striping.
But we probably want their permission since it's a county road.
You know, have it done. I'm quite sure they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than make a crosswalk, make sure they're putting up open crossing signs, warning signs. And the crosswalk ain't going to get used. And if you're going to put the crosswalk at the by the main intersection, or you're going to put it right out in front of the apartment building where most of the people I've seen have been starting to cross.
Yeah, and that's. Stop for a crosswalk anymore either.
It might just be better served by putting up just child crossing warning signs on each side of it.
Pedestrian crossing.
Flashing ones?
We have not flashing lights in town.
I think we would, even if we did strike the thing, we would probably put
the
crosswalk signs up anyway on either side of the road.
Yeah.
Just as for added warning that there is actual crosswalk coming.
If you're going to put a painted stripe, then you would have to put.
You'd have to sign it.
Well, that's something you can check with.
I'll look at that combination then.
No painting due yet for a while. All right, anything else on that? Otherwise, move on here.
Government Data Practices Act. Basically, Chris touched base on this, but yesterday we met with city attorney in relation to the outstanding issues with the city's concerns with public versus private data on Mr. Odom's website. So I'll kind of let Chris touch base on that meeting and kind of give an overview of what we discussed.
So we went over at Kelly Dolan's office the information that Scott County had gone over in their investigation. And then we did talk with Scott County's deputy attorney later in the day, and a gentleman by the name of Steve Ott and Neil Nelson to discuss their findings and that and get some clarity. So essentially, Scott County's chief deputy attorney, Neil Nelson, has informed us via our city attorney, Kelly Dolan, that they will not be moving forward with any criminal charges against Councilman Odoms, nor will they be aiding in retrieving any private data that the Councilman Odoms has in his possession. They see it as a civil matter. And they see it as an expense that the city of Hamburg would have to incur if we wanted to move forward with it.
So our county attorney, who we pay for, plan to do nothing?
The Carver County wouldn't touch it because it's a conflict of interest, since Councilman Odoms is an elected official. And so that the way it's done is that they go ahead and they give it off to another county.
Mm-hmm.
Just as if Scott County had something similar, they would give it to Carver. And going through the process that was done, the chief deputy attorney, like I said, Neil Nelson, came to the conclusion that they could not prove with beyond a reasonable doubt that the information that was posted and or shared was any malicious intent or any violation of the Data Practice Act. And if we wanted to move forward with it, they suggested that we do a civil action against Councilman Odoms, which then again would be on the expense of the city. And Kelly, at the meeting after we concluded the phone call, advised that it would not be a good use of taxpayer dollars in that.
Chris, did you get that letter I sent to you, or did a copy of that letter I sent?
Mm-hmm. You talking about the one before last meeting?
The one you should have got today.
Oh, I didn't get any letter today.
I met with the FBI on Friday. And I told them, I said that I don't want to take, I don't want to bring that hard drive back here. They've still got it in possess, in their possession. They've had it since the 19th of August. And I was up there for 2 hours and talked to them on Friday and laid out the whole thing, what it is. And I said, I don't have a problem giving that to the city. However, that's my hard drive. I own it. The city owns the data. That's fine. But I told the FBI, I said, get hold of Jessica Fredrickson, who's the detective that I talked to at, on the onset of this, and release the hard drive to her, and then she can get it back to the city. If I were to take it and bring it back, there'd always be a question about, you know, you stopped and changed, you altered the data and whatnot. I didn't want to get that quagmire. So I sent a letter to Jessica telling her what was going to happen, and I sent a copy to you.
Okay. I didn't, unless you, did you send it later in the day, or when did you send it?
Mailed it yesterday. Should have got it today.
Oh, you sent it through the mail? Oh, no, it was in the mailboxes today, so.
Probably well, there tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Okay.
And so Jessica and I, we agreed that that's what she would do, and she said that, that Friday afternoon she got a voicemail, she was out of the office, that she got a voicemail from the FBI agent that I talked to, one of the two that I talked to, and I gave her a heads up of what's going on, and she was going to try and get hold of him yesterday.
Okay.
So that issue's closed.
I guess, you know, the question, you know, in regards to the data that, that you have that would be private data that you admit that you have from the city, our understanding after going through and talking with the deputy attorney with Scott County is that the information you had sent to the FBI was a copy of what you have.
I copied it off of my hard drive, yes.
So the question is why couldn't have we gotten the hard drive back in August after you sent a copy to the FBI?
Because of what was said at a closed meeting, which we can't discuss here.
No, you. Our whole process has been trying to get the private data back in the hands of the city.
And you've got it. It's on the hard drive.
We're not in any possession of any data.
You're going to have it.
But so are you then?
Pardon?
You're going to have it too then?
No.
I understood that you've got a copy. You've got the original one at home.
No, I've deleted that. So the information that was in my, here's how it was. I had a subdirectory, City of Hamburg. And basically, any information that was in that subdirectory, and that was created before I was elected to the council. So anything that was on that subdirectory before I was elected basically was irrelevant. And so I deleted that and copied that subdirectory to the hard drive that the FBI has.
And so you still have a copy, you still have the original information then that you copied to the hard drive, correct?
No, I deleted it.
But that doesn't delete it really from a hard drive. It's still on there. Anybody with knowledge can still retrieve that data.
Sorry, I don't have that knowledge.
No, but I'm saying there's, they can't.
We only have your word that you deleted it as well.
And then there's the other item of a thumb drive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have possession of that thumb drive?
I do.
Is there any reason why that hasn't been returned?
It hasn't been asked for, and there's also some question of the information that's on there. There were some allegations made that there were some recordings on there that were made surreptitiously, and they were not.
I think
our only goal is to get back the data. I really could care less if you feel that there are allegations made in regards to how that data was put on the thumb drive or you obtained it.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal has always been from day one is to make sure that we maintain the private data within the hands of the person who's supposed to have it,
mm-hmm.
which is none of us as elected officials.
I mean, this whole thing is about the city doing their due diligence to abide by statute. That's all it is.
So if you have the thumb drive, why haven't you turned that over?
I guess I didn't think about it. All the focus has been on the hard drive.
No, it's been on data. It's been on data, not hard drive. Been on private versus public data. That's what this whole thing's been about.
Well, and the thumb drive data is on the hard drive.
Why don't we go from now on today that gets turned in?
Right.
If there was this misunderstanding, let's have it effective now.
Yeah, because essentially what we were attempting to do, and I guess I'll be much more clear at this point in time, any hard drive, thumb drive, disk, CD, whatever medium you want to call that you have private data on that belongs to the city, we're requested you turn that back over and so it can be properly stored so that way it doesn't accidentally get sent out there to the public. So is that something you feel you can do?
It's on the hard drive. The hard drive is going to be delivered to you by the detector from McCullough County.
And again, you mentioned you have a thumb drive that has that
same data. I do, and that's the thumb drive that I would give to Jeremy that had the had all the meetings on, all
right.
When you did the recording.
Right, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I really didn't.
Well, that's what I'm saying now.
You can have it, sure. You can come over tonight and I'll give it to you. But that data is also on the hard drive.
That's fine.
Well, that's fine. I mean, the whole idea is that none of us should have any private data on any of our personal computers,
mm-hmm.
cell phones, or any of that. None of that should be. It all should be here at the city and on the city's mainframe and all the securities that go around it. That's what all of this has been trying to do, has been trying to get that data back and get it in the rightful hands of the city so that way none of us have to worry about any of the private data that's been talked about in any closed session or any evaluation or any of these other things gets accidentally, inadvertently put forward. That's what this whole thing has been about. That's what started all the way back from that original letter that you got from the attorney, is that public versus private data and dissemination thereof. That's what all of this is all about. There's nothing about anything about your website wanting it to be shut down. There's nothing about trying to curb your First Amendment rights. There's nothing about you trying to exploit any alleged cover-ups. It's all about making sure the data gets back in the hands of the city. That's what we've been doing. That's what I have been trying to get across since this time last year.
And the data was sent to the FBI for safekeeping because I feared that some of the information would be deleted.
But if you sent a copy of the data to the FBI, and you're worried that it's going to get deleted, a logical person would assume that you still have a copy of the original data you sent to the FBI.
No.
It's probably still on there.
Well, I mean, unless you totally destroy the hard drive.
I did. Yeah, no, the hard drive failed. And so I had to get a new hard drive put in there. Actually, I had two hard drives fail. And so the hard drive that failed was the hard drive that had the data on it. That's why I lost a lot of my personal data as well.
This is getting deeper and deeper.
Well, yeah.
Did you destroy them hard drives then?
Mm-hmm. And I had them shredded because of the data that was on there, my own personal data.
So then the only copy in the FBI's possession or your possession is at the FBI. That's the only copy, correct? There's no other trail or record of...
To the best of my knowledge.
I don't buy it. I think we need a computer forensic analyst to actually take a look at his computer and his so-called crashed hard drives or whatever, because I don't believe anything that he says. Period.
I've got the receipts for repair from Best Buy. Sure.
That tells me nothing. I don't buy any of that.
Well, whether you buy it or not, that's the truth. And if you don't accept it, I'm sorry.
Well, it's just...
The hard drive is on the way. The arrangements have been made for the detective from McCloud County to get it from the FBI. If she does it after that, it's up to her.
I'll give the detective a call tomorrow and find out and verify that it's on the way to her.
And then get that. Would you get that thumb drive tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I would prefer that someone else came with me. just to verify that I got the thumb drive and I brought it back here, or unless Councilman Williams would be willing to go and get it and bring it back at the end of the meeting tonight.
Could, it doesn't make a difference to me.
I just want to make sure that more than one person sees this.
I guess what I'd like to do is I'd like to make a list of the files that are on there. So I have a list of the files that are on there, and the city has a list of the files that are on there, so that there's no question.
Well, if you bring it in tonight,
why don't you two go get it?
And you can write it down.
Why don't you two go get it?
Yeah, Steve and I can come. Yeah, we can. Just three of us can go over there.
And we can get lemonade it. Sometime.
Yeah.
So then, just so I understand and everything's clear, so that's the only medium with any data on is at the FBI, correct?
Correct.
You don't have anything other than that thumb drive that we're going to get tonight that has possibly private data.
To the best of my knowledge, that's correct. And I mean, how would I get private data? I don't even have access to your computer in there. So that was something I didn't understand right from the beginning, is that, you know, I have all this private data. No, I don't. How do I have access to it?
Well,
I got the city council meetings that I recorded, and the city council authorized me to do that.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's made a big deal about that. I mean, I haven't. I don't know if the council has any. It's just that we, you know, now that we've gone through all the meetings, that we make sure that the city is in possession of it. I mean, I really think that's what our goal is here, is to just make sure that the city's in possession of it and no one else.
Well,
private data.
Weren't there some closed meetings that were in question that were maybe taped?
Some of the, like we had some of the biggest concerns is what was in iPad. You know, them are our concerns. And really that's the whole focal point of all this, not all the other things that have come about or gotten thrown into this investigation. It's all about the city owning the private data and the concerns of private data being leaked out on Mr. Odom's website. So that's where the concern would come in, as to answer your question, is how would I get private data? Because you were in the closed meetings, you knew what went on, and you made references to those closed meetings on your website. That's the, you know, a concern that we just want to make sure that doesn't, you know, happen. That, and that goes for anybody.
Yeah.
That's it. That sits in them closed meetings, everybody. So it's not that we're, you know, focusing on your website. It's just that anybody, nobody, should have private data or discuss that outside the closed meetings. Because even right now, Mr. Odom's, you know, on your website, the three things you have on there telling people to come up to City Hall and request, that's private data. So I, you know, you have on your website that you'd like to have everything correct. I would like to have that taken off, because that is considered private data, them items that you are asking people to come up here and request. So from me to you, I would like to see, and from a city standpoint, that taken off the website.
One thing I've got for those of you who look on that website, is there anything been lately or now that you would consider as private, other than what you...
Well, them items, and then the fine line question of pictures of city employees. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same. Yeah, there's, other than what Jeremy pointed out, which we brought up at the last meeting.
So that's still on, though?
That's still
on. I mean, I just want to make it really clear. I personally have nothing against you. I hope the council doesn't. I mean, that's between them, but I think from a standpoint from the city, we're just trying to make sure we CYA cover everyone's assets here, you know. And like I said, this really initially started out as just a, you know, kind of like I would say a disclaimer, a heads up to everybody. You know, city won't defend you for what you put on social media. And our concern is to make sure that we get all private data, that all, basically that all private data stays within the walls of City Hall. I mean, I guess that's the best way to sum it up. That's Nobody should have a copy of this or a copy of that that was classified as private.
So
nobody should talk about, I'm just trying to make this clear, that nobody also should not talk about what goes on in a closed meeting. What's, you know, it's like Vegas. Saying, you know, stays in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Same thing here. What happened in this room has to stay in this room when it's a closed meeting. I just want to make that clear, and that's all we're trying to point out to everybody, employees, as well as, you know, all council members. So, I mean, that's all this is about.
So what's the feeling of the council? Do we have to have another, quote, closed meeting to decide if we're going to do civil action, or what is the plan?
Well, one of the things, as we sat down with Kelly and we went through the information that the Scott County Deputy Clerk, or Chief Deputy Clerk, or Attorney put together, there were some things in there that we need to ferret out. There are some items in there that employees need to have a chance to have a rebuttal, for lack of a better term. And so this Friday, the Personnel Committee will be meeting to discuss course of action going forward so we can get those involved their, lack of a better term, their day in court, essentially. We need to follow up with some of the items that are in there and put things to bed.
See if we can clear the air here a little bit. That's about it.
Well, I thought a lot of this stuff was put to bed ages ago.
Well, really, we're trying to get to an end game.
Yeah. There's got to be a spot in the middle where we can all meet.
Well, I guess let's wait till Friday and then we'll see what comes of it. And you will contact Jessica?
Yes, I'll call her tomorrow.
And you and Steve will get that thumb drive after the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else on that item under old city business? Otherwise, if not, we'll move on. Mr. Schultz. Around a little bit, we don't have to have, we could do it ourselves if we wanted to, you know, cut off the sheetrock halfway or whatever, spray it down with bleach and redo it. It doesn't have to be certified. That's just like any homeowner to do it the same, even though it's a public building. So I don't know if it's something the city wants to put out as a bid. You probably have to tell them what's all involved, how much area, you know, or have some kind of a description.
Well, basically, what I would like to see done down there is that that whole bathroom down there, that's all like an outdated whiteboard, basically, and it's half rotten from where it's been leaking and stuff.
Kind of like milk house stuff?
Yeah.
Sideways, so basically the bottom 4 feet would need to be taken out and redone. The paneling in the office is all warped. There's sheetrock behind the paneling, so that would have to be all redone. And then I guess probably the Amber Hunting and Fishing Club, the old bar area down there, that also has water too. So basically all the sheetrock And then Jeremy and I were talking about the doors too. You know, the doors are all swelled up and they're all coming apart from the water and stuff. I mean, did we replace the doors and the frames too?
And the stairways? The stairway going up in the back?
We have that door.
You got that door, right?
Yeah.
I have that door. Yeah, I have that door. That's upstairs already. We just never put it in because I wanted to wait till the. But even the other doorways, I mean, even like my office door is just all splintered out. Every door back there is all swelled up and coming.
Well, then 2x4s will have to be cut off. They're all rotten on the bottom too, aren't they?
I don't think they're rotten. They're just black, moldy. I mean, I've taken a hammer and kind of stuck into them, and I don't think that they're actually rotten. They're just black mold. I think 2x4s would be fine. So I think they could just be whatever, treated or sprayed or cleaned out. I don't even know.
Steven, have you ever?
They do. They just spray them.
What I was just going to put in here is you can clean them and treat the wood that's in there. As long as it has been in there, you may be cheaper off to just tear it all up and replace it. Because by the time you get done treating it, you've still got potentially rotten wood at the bottom that you didn't even get to with a hammer. And 5 years down the road, it is rotten. So you spent the money on treating that. Tear the stuff out, put in what you want down there, essentially. If you want to move something, you can. Tearing the 2x4s out, in addition to tearing everything else out, not a big a deal. Not as big of an expense as most people think that you start tearing the wall out. Well, you're tearing the wall out anyway.
I would think if we're going to do it, we should do it right the first time so we don't have to go back there in 10 years. We got the water problem. We're going to have the water problem solved. So if the water problem is solved, that should solve the mold problem from reoccurring once we get all the contaminated stuff out of there. Does that make sense?
Like Greg, you mentioned where that little, well, it was the, used to be the fire department lounge. Does that really have to be there? Because all the hunting and fishing club members can't fit in there anyhow for a meeting.
I don't know what to say about that.
Maybe something to talk to them about and see if you're going to go forward with something. What's the big plan?
Yeah. Who is the poobah?
Kelly. Or Luke, you know.
Kelly Luke. I don't know if I know him.
But we have to have a company that's certified in removing mold. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
Because looking at that letter that we got from the company that came out and did the inspection, they said for that to be cleaned up, you have to have HEPA filters out there, and you have to have respirators, and you have to have protective clothing. And that's what the recommendation is for getting it cleaned up. And I would think if that's what they say we have to do and how we have to do it, I would think that's the route we should follow.
But if you spray it first and kill it, it's just going to be black. I mean, if you kill it, it's... Yeah. So
the mold is on the inside, back side of the sheetrock in the wall as well.
You're going to use
some cleaning HEPA filters and that.
When they said there's some kind of chemicals that you got to use there and whatnot. And my concern is that if we do it and we don't do it right the first time, you know, somebody's going to go back and say, well, you knew what you were supposed to do. Why didn't you do it that way? You know, and we want to do it as cheaply as possible, but we don't want to have to do it twice.
I don't think that you have to have a certification to remove mold, to remove everything. If you take 2x4s and all, take it out, you don't have to be certified. Where you come in, you have to be certified as if you're going to leave the 2x4s and clean them or sterilize them, then you have to be certified and have to know what you're doing with that, because the mold can be in the cracks between the 2x4s that you're not getting to.
Is that the kind of work that you do, Steve?
I have done some.
Okay. Because I think it would probably be informative to you to see that letter that we got from the company that did the inspection, so you know exactly what, you know, what you're up against.
Does that company also do cleanup?
I guess I don't know if they do or not. Jeremy?
I don't recall.
I'm just worried that one is kind of washing hands with the other.
That's kind of what I was getting at. As far as I know, I do know of a specialist that wasn't certified in Minnesota, but was certified in another state, that this is what he did. And is now local around here. I could talk to him a little more about it and see where we just have to go with
well,
it.
If I and stop at the county tomorrow, I would think environmental services or somebody should be able to give me an answer of something too, don't you think?
Probably.
For the county health department?
Well, not health, but environmental services, I think.
It's one of those, I guess, from my past experience, be careful how far you serve. The more questions you ask, the more answers you're going to get of costing more money.
Well, I could just go in there and play dumb and ask. That won't take much practice.
Well, if you have the capabilities and the knowledge and know how to do this, I'd rather see you do the job than we hire somebody from Wayzata. You know, it makes sense. Or Buffalo or Belmont.
Well, that's fine, but we still have to get so somebody knows what we're looking at and a figure that, you know, if we're going to put it out on, you know, some kind of a bid.
Yeah.
You know, we almost have to. We do with a roof on buildings and whatever, so. But it's good input that you're here, you know, because we.
I think
if you've probably done it on some houses, this is just a little bigger scale.
Yeah.
But it's the same principle.
I think you brought up a good point.
Yeah.
I think you brought up a good point. If you remove everything,
yeah,
that would be a big plus. If you're going to try and save part of it, then I would say, yeah, he's probably right on that.
Justin, is Kelly Lick?
Doug Luke.
Doug.
Yeah, he was Lick my whole life. When I moved and came back, he was Luke. So.
I've heard a name,
yeah,
Kelly Lick.
Doug Luke from Central Printing.
Yeah, okay. Think he's in the phone book? Or?
They live where Tim and Missy Wheeler used to live on the farm back here.
Yeah.
I don't think they got a home phone. I got a cell phone if you want it.
Yeah.
Chris has his email too.
Why don't you text me?
I can forward it to your phone. We'll see if that works.
Try it, yeah. As long as I can open it, that's fine. You know, if you got his number that way, I'll just give him a call.
Yeah.
And that way I can check once with the Hunting and Fishing Club what their intentions are and if they really need it, and then we can base that on what we're going to do too.
Yeah, he's the president now, so we do want to start
now. Okay, Greg, anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if we find out, then, as soon as possible, I can fish fries over.
When's the next activity up there? Easter egg hunt in March.
Well, it'll be all downstairs, so it shouldn't really affect. Let's see, they got all the fish and everything down. They had to basically use the shop for 4 days down there, so that's why they don't want to do anything if they haven't done. But it really doesn't affect the upstairs as long as it's still on the top.
Yeah. Does it smell a little fishy down there? Well, anything else on the city shop repairs? Otherwise, I'll do a little checking and calling. Something happened here. So I'll give him a call and I'll stop at Environmental Services and see what's what.
They don't have any.
Yeah. I think I got a lot of chance to. Well, the fish is disguising it. Huh? You probably would. There's something. Wastewater services? Or is there something on that? Or?
No.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
Just under licensing, how close do you have another year to go for?
This fall, I can test all on my water.
Okay. So if that works out, then
3 years would be when the boat will start.
End of October?
Yeah.
So then we could.
Depending on how close that they would be to test.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, at least there's a point coming up here that it would all be you rather than Mr. Reitz. Huh? Why wouldn't you?
You'll pass.
There we go.
All right, anything else for Greg? Otherwise, thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
City Clerk Treasurer's Report.
How's it going? Just basically I've wrapped up all the year-end reporting in January. I am now preparing for the financial audit. The auditors will be here on Thursday and Friday to do the in-house audit, and then I'll continue to work with them probably the rest of the month on completing that audit. Hopefully they'll be here for the March meeting to give their draft presentation on the 2015 financial report.
Were they going to sharpen their pencil, Jeremy, on extending a contract for like 3 years or whatever?
Yes, we did do that, take care of that. Yeah, we approved that, and that's been signed and filed, and so we're locked in.
All right, anything else for Jeremy? As we'll lock on the quote to the January added claims. Looks like a total of $4,617.03.
I move to approve check number 17793 to 17795 for $46,017.03.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the claims as stated for $4,617.03. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I just have a small question here. 17757 and 17758, did you put the wrong names on the slot on those? Because it looks like you...
Yes, I did.
Okay, or the amounts
so are
switched
corrected.
One or the other. Okay.
Yes, the names are switched.
Okay.
Yep. You are correct.
Not a big deal, just kind of...
Yeah.
All right.
See, you that or Tamara got a hell of a raise.
Yes.
It would have been brought to the attention already.
Yeah.
No, she's liking it now.
I do double-check everything. I am human to make mistakes.
Oh, I know. I'm just...
I double-check to make sure everything comes out when I do month end, so...
All right. We'll move on to the February claims. It says we've got a total of $25,602.62 for February. Any questions? Discussion? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion.
I'll move to approve the five ATCH payments and check number 17796 to 17829 for a total of $25,602.62.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the five ATCH payments and checks 17796 to 17829. Total of $25,602.62. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the council reports. Councilman Odoms.
This isn't a big deal, but do they have Scott's middle or last middle name reversed here on this thing for that property? They got it. Scott Carls Frederick. Is his name Scott Frederick Carls?
His middle name, Frederick.
Okay, so they've got it reversed here then. Yeah, that's a big deal. All right, that's all I got.
Just how they put it. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lugonis.
Nothing from me.
Mr. Lund.
Just a couple of things. At this last CCL meeting that we had, we had Jaguar come out, or not Jaguar come up, but we had an update on the fiber optic line from the IT supervisor now that's there, and then also from Carver County IT department. They were there as well talking about some of the services that they provide in that. All the fiber's in. Jaguar owns, I think, 96 of the fiber lines, which 26 of them they have to allow for competitors to feed into. So if someone wants to do their own business, they can create their own internet company, for lack of a better thing, and that. So that's all there. I'm not aware. I didn't get any update because it wasn't a Jaguar representative there, so I don't know where we sit. I know they've been working in Norwood Young America, but I don't know where we sit as far as.
That's last I talked to them. They're working on a franchise agreement with Norwood.
Okay.
And looking to do work in Norwood. I don't know why. You know, they initially told us they're going to start here, but they're starting with Norwood.
Yeah. And we're one of the main spurs, too, so if anybody ever wanted to connect off us, like if Emmanuel wanted to connect to the thing, they would come here and connect to here. So, something just to think about, you know, especially if we continue to have issues with the email, the Carver County actually does provide email services and phone services through that hookup. And that might be just something to explore down the road, even from a cost-saving standpoint, too. It might even be beneficial from there.
Jeremy, do we pay for this new email stuff, or is that a free program?
No, it's not free.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got a bill yet, so. But no, there's a cost per email.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what that happened at the last CCL meeting. The next CCL meeting, which will be in July, the topic is going to be invasive water species, not something that we have a strong need here in Hamburg to talk about, but obviously now that the boating season will be in full bloom at that point in time, a lot of the other areas that have lakes and that are going to be interested to see what issues are coming up and how they're dealing with them at the boat ramp. But that's where the CCL meeting ends. I'm trying to remember, we did elect a new chair, a new vice chair. And I'm trying to remember who it was, and I can't think of who it was offhand. They're from closer to the main area.
The east end?
The east end of the county, so.
Well, you weren't elected.
You know, it sounded like they had the people picked before they really opened up the nominations, so, which is a little bit of a struggle every time we come to January's meeting, because the last, 3 years that we've had the Carver County Leaders Group, it's like, okay, who wants to do it? And everybody's looking around the room just waiting for someone else to raise their hand, so I think they just decided to expedite the process and say, you know, would you want us to do it? I mean, in all essence... a lot of the direction's done by the county clerk as far as doing all the organizing and that. You're basically there just to facilitate the meeting. You tell them who, you know, what topic we want to do, and they go get the people to come in and talk to us. So it's not a lot of hand-holding that the chair or co-chair do.
Okay.
Moving on to the Carver County Health and Human Services SHIP program. So... Karen Doster, I think is how you say her name, she had contacted Jeremy, and Jeremy had directed her to contact me to talk about some new programs. You guys should have all copies, should be on your table there, and that, about what they're trying to do. They're using the SHIP money, that's that health improvement program. They have three different activities that they're going to be offering through the community health services group. We talked about only two of them, but the three of them is a breastfeeding, tobacco-free spaces, and responsible beverage server training. So the two that I told Karen that I think that we would benefit from, because we don't have a lot of need right now, I think, for the tobacco-free services, mainly what they're doing is they're looking at services they can provide for city events that take place. So like... prime example would have been the fish fry. You know, we could have had this breastfeeding tent at the fish fry, so if there was a mom that needed to, you know, breastfeed their child, they wouldn't have had to gone into the bathroom to do it. They could have gone into a 10x10 enclosure. There's a little bit of brochure here on it as well. But it's a 10x10 brochure, pop-up tent, essentially, with canopy sides on it. They'll provide all of that. They'll provide everything, the bag. They'll provide everything to anchor it down. And then even some signage that goes along with that. Just some of the things that we would be on the hook maybe trying to provide is, you know, like a place for mom to sit, maybe a table in there. And then what I thought would be a nice thing is we could have information about the city in there. So while the breastfeeding is going on, you know, the mom or if they need help with somebody else or maybe they got more than one child that's in the process of that, you know, there's literature that they can go and do. I did talk with the baseball club and mentioned it to them about maybe having it at their ball games. We didn't think there'd be a huge use, but why not have it there? It's the tent's going to be purple, so it's kind of, you know, it's the Hamburg Lions colors, it's the baseball colors. I wouldn't say it's our official color, but it seems like everything we have around town that deals with Hamburg.
Well, I would think that'd be a good idea, have it there.
Yeah, so we thought that would be good, and then, like, the Lions could use it for some of their events or the Hunt and Fish Club or when we have the pork chop dinner or we have the steak fry. I mean, it's kind of over dinner hour, so it might be
National Night Out.
National Night Out. Just it could be used in multiple areas, and then also as we put stuff in it, you know, it's just a way to help us promote the city and okay, so that's one thing. So that's, you know, a decision that we will have to make if we want to move forward as a council, if we want to get that 10x10 foot tent with a rolling bag. I don't think it's going to take up a lot of room in the building here. I mean, I think we can get it in the fire department's office if we needed to. And then the other item was the responsible beverage server training. What they'll do is they'll come out and do a one-hour class, which we pick. It's free. And they just talk about what to look for when you're at an event and you're serving, whether it's, you know, serving at a benefit like this weekend or serving at the fish fry or whatever it might be. It was an interesting statistic that Karen had said that at these events, underage drinking happens to go from 18% to 55%, you know, at these different events. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But I think it would be a good thing. I did bring it up to the baseball club, to bring up to Lions Club, as far as maybe them wanting to have their servers participate in it. I just think it might be a good service that we can offer as a city to the different groups in town that may need it. And who knows, maybe, you know, we talked to Jenny at the bar. Maybe yeah. She wants her servers or her bartenders to attend it as well. But they're all free to the. They're all free, all paid for. We just have to tell Karen if we want to do it or not. So
good.
I asked the council, you know, what their wishes are, and just direct me, and I'll get with Karen and find out what we want to do.
I think it's a good idea. I think we should go ahead.
Do we have any kind of ordinances you can't smoke in the park down there or not?
I don't think so.
No.
And
obviously, public buildings are smoke-free, but nothing for the park.
And when most of our activities are down there, I mean, with Zummerfest and all those other, I don't know if we've ever had an issue where anybody's been overly excessive with any type of smoking. I can't think of anyway.
I can't say I've really come across it this time. If it is, turn the other way.
So I don't know if we need a motion for these two items or not, but I guess if the council's okay, then I'll get a hold of Karen.
I think the consensus is fine. Wow.
Dick? Yeah? No? Maybe?
But no, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Bob? Cool.
Go for it.
I'll get a hold of Karen, and then we'll make arrangements going forward from that.
All right.
Zummerfest update. Zummerfest will not be taking place this year, not in June and not in September, as previously discussed. We are in the process, the steering committee is, in working to put together a letter to send out to the fire district and also to send out a link to a survey monkey. And in what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to gauge the level of interest. One of the concerns that the group had was where the volunteers were going to come to help run the event in that, especially since the main organizations in town weren't going to be seeing money directly back to the groups. So there was a little bit of an equity issue, a concern brought up, and so we just want to make sure that there is a demand for a city-wide celebration.
So there won't be anything in 2016?
Nothing in 2016, and it's on the table for 2017. But I think the committee was really looking forward for more public participation in the planning and also maybe helping out on the day of the event. But we just didn't get the financial backing that we were looking for and the volunteerism that we were looking for.
And so does that put the kibosh on the citywide garage sales too then probably?
No.
Or not?
No. There are a lot of people, believe it or not, that every year they know when we have ours, when Norwich has theirs, when Cologne has theirs, when everybody has theirs, there's a section of the population out here in Carver County that they schedule those times off on their calendars. They know when those places are. So I would recommend that the group that's been putting together the garage sales to continue to do that.
It will be.
And no sense in changing that going
forward. It's just going to be a citywide garage sale day. No summer festival.
Are they looking the same thing?
It's going to be the same weekend as Zummerfest was, because otherwise you're going to interfere with different surrounding towns again.
Third weekend in June, Jeremy?
Yep. Yeah, it's Father's Day weekend.
Third weekend in June.
So that's where it is. So I would say probably middle of March, look for something in your guys' mailboxes. You know, please take time to fill the survey out. Get everybody else to try to fill the survey out, because that's going to be our direction. If we get little to no response, then there'll be little to no city festivals going forward, at least not.
Too bad, you know, but what do you do?
So. And then the next item is the food for kids. Last year, I mentioned this a little bit during Chief Buckington's report, just to let him know. So April 23rd, here at the Fire Hall, we're going to be, the Hamburg Lions is going to be using the proceeds from their spring bingo to help offset the costs for Food for Kids. For those who don't maybe remember what Food for Kids was, it's essentially, it's just like Feed My Starving Children, but it's just a different group. And last year, we packaged a little over 42,000 meals, and our goal was only, I think our goal was only 40,000 to pack. And actually we ran out of meals, although, because I think we ended up maybe 45 minutes, closed down 45 minutes early, or maybe?
I thought your goal was like 20,000.
Yeah,
20. Yeah, I thought you doubled it.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. I have to go back and look at the notes, but.
Crazy.
It was, yeah. So this year, I told the gentleman to bring 60,000 meals in that way, and so there'll be information going out to the group again. To the organizations and that. So hopefully we'll get another good showing. We had really good support. I think we had over 100 volunteers that last time around that packaged meals. My hope is that as a council that we're all there too to show the support to the community that morning. And so that way we can all help package meals as well. And hopefully maybe even the fire department will put together a group that we can race against each other and see who can do the most meals in a half an hour or something along those lines. I know it's terrible, but it's going to be it goes for a good cause. But more will come out in the next couple of weeks now that we have our date set and the location set.
All right, good.
And then speaking of community hall projects, at our last Lions board meeting, there was a conversation about what kind of projects could we do around Hamburg. I mean, we've had a pretty good run of fundraising this last year in 2015, so we were looking to spend some of the money. And one of the conversations that came up was painting the hall. I know we've talked about it here, but the Lions are looking to get the permission from the city to move forward with finding out if we can get somebody to come in and paint the hall. So that what we would do is we would put it out for bid, and that, and of course we'd want input from the city as far as colors and that. There was conversation that was floated around at this, at the board meeting, above the stage, to put this above the stage, you know, have someone stencil this above the stage, and then just kind of neutral colors throughout the rest of the building, and that. But
see, there, Brigitte Mason is the one, Russ Mason's wife, that designed that.
No.
So I don't know if she'd be willing to assist in that or not.
Are the Lions looking to foot the total bill, or are they want to looking to split? Or something like that with the city, or
no? They're looking to put the monies towards it. So, okay. We like I said, we had a great 2015. We just want to give some of that money back to the community. We figured after the last time we had our pancake breakfast, everybody was looking around at the hall, like, you know, what could we do to spruce this up a little bit?
As long as you don't go back to the lime green or.
Yeah,
any of
the bathrooms?
Original colors. I think it could use a nice.
Does that include women's
bathroom? I mean, it would. Any space upstairs that we would need to throw paint on is what we were looking to do. So
I think a fresh coat of paint would be really nice.
Yeah.
There.
Greg and I were talking about colors for the women's bathroom, so now we don't have to do it.
Well, did you have colors you'd want to have in there?
That was on my bucket list.
Yeah.
That's good. It's commendable. Thanks.
So I mean, so if the council's okay with it, I'll let the Lions know in our next meeting that we'll move
that
forward.
That would be wonderful.
That.
Okay.
All right. We'll move forward with that then.
All right. Anything else?
The last thing I had, and I just thought about it when I was looking through the expenditures and that, or the bills, and can we get Locker Brothers to put new labels, or because some of the labels are off the guns?
Coke, yeah. We talked about that this morning, actually.
Okay, well, good.
So, yeah.
I just noticed at the fish fry, we're getting everything set up, and it's like, okay, I had to remember which ones were where on the gun.
Greg brought it up to me, so we're going to call, I think, Viking.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
It's their machine.
We'll, yeah. We'll put a bug in their ear to come out.
Sure.
How are the lines? I mean, while they're out, would it be beneficial to have them clean the lines too?
Probably. It wouldn't hurt. I know
that's what we talked about.
They did that.
I tried to get them out at least once a year.
Yeah, that's been longer than that.
So, I mean, it's been a couple years, yeah.
You know, we try to remember to run like a pitcher worth pop out of there every time before we use them. But sometimes we get some little anxious Lions members that don't remember to do that.
Yeah.
And then
you get some stale pop.
Then you get some, just some nasty tasting pop.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Mr. Trevish.
I was just wanted to bring this up so that we could check on it or send some letters out to the people that have to have their sewers inspected yet or up to date?
Yep, me and Greg talked about that too.
Okay.
I said once I get through the audit here that we jump on this. We have no
other
the illegal connection.
But I mean, I just
at least get them aware.
Them aware of it because this spring is going to be their date. They got to get that done. They're under so much time anyway, and that I think that's gone by already.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
And are you going to have Miller's look at that on the end of that alley, that drain there or manhole, Greg? It's sunk way down again. Is that if we put that
on your street?
Yeah, we put that new road on there, put the new top on. That's gonna just be nothing again within a couple of years.
Well, that has to be brought to their attention.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe you can look at it tomorrow when you're in your driving around or whatever, but you should look at that or maybe have Brad look at it before they, or whoever.
Yeah, and I'll talk to our engineer about it too, yeah. Since I got to talk to him anyway. So
yeah. Yeah.
I'll put a bug in there.
Whatever it's doing there, it's going to keep on doing it. No.
Anything else?
No, sir.
No. All right. Just a couple items on our fee schedule. Under the fire department officers, we should get that changed. Adam Lander is not the...
he's gone now. That's correct.
Yeah, so it'd be Stephen.
Yep.
Can we get that updated?
Yep.
And then I just had a question. In all this private data that the city is supposed to have, keep, like the tapes for closed meetings and whatever, do we have to have something more secure in there to put this stuff in? Like a safe or something?
One do that, you probably want to buy a fireproof safe. Expensive, but that's probably what you probably want to do.
I mean, we've got all this concern about private data. It wouldn't take 10 seconds to kick that door in and somebody could go in. You know, so granted, then they could take the whole safe, but so I'm just thinking, do we need something that these have to be stored in?
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to look into it for the older tapes, since we don't use tape anymore. Now we use computers, so we're able to.
Yeah.
And you got to look too at the safes, because there are certain things you're not supposed to put in. Something deteriorates. You know, so I'm not saying you can't. I don't know. It's just something. I mean, we've got all this BS about private data. We don't have a whole big area there secure. That's just something on the night.
Well, not only that, but... all of Jeremy's backups and whatnot, are they stored on-site?
They're stored on-site, and they're backed up to the server.
So if this building goes down, all the records go?
Nope. It's all backed up to the cloud.
Okay. Right.
For carbonite. So we have like double backup.
Hmm.
We have the server that backs up everything, and then carbonite, which is a cloud-based server, backs everything up every night.
So it's just something that came to my mind.
If something happened, I'd have my data.
Other than that, I don't have anything else. Anything else for the city? Otherwise, I guess I'd look for adjournment.
So motion to adjourn.
Oh, no.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Yep.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Do you have checks to be signed?
Well, I just...